This is Doug Johnson, and today I'm visiting with Beth Ann Emley, Executive Director of Options for Women of Mankato. Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi.
And first of all, could you share about what you do and maybe how long you've been operating in Mankato?
Sure. We are a pregnancy resource center and medical clinic. We have been operating in Mankato since 2015, and we're a nonprofit organization. We exist to empower people with the resources to make life-affirming decisions.
And you have a lot of things available for the families and the women and the men, I think, too. You counsel them, too, right?
Yes, we have a fatherhood program, Foundations of Fatherhood, on Tuesday nights, and we have parenting classes, education classes, and we even do some education in the school systems.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would be a normal person coming into your place? How would that work? Do they call ahead or just can stop in?
They can just stop in. It's easier if they call ahead or text our phone number that's online and make an appointment.
And how would they get a hold of you then, to go to your website? Or what's the phone number and website that you
have? Sure. The website is optionsmankato.org, and phone number is 507-625-2229.
Now, I know recently your organization has received medical accreditation. Tell us about what that means.
Yeah, that's actually pretty exciting. We're the first pregnancy resource clinic in Minnesota to achieve this accreditation. It's through AAAHC. And it's kind of a big deal. It allows us to be legitimate in the medical services that we're providing.
What, to give like advice and things like that, or direct people to other places?
Well, we do lunar OB ultrasounds, and we provide pregnancy testing. And then we're looking to increase our medical services now with this accreditation. But we also have a certified nurse midwife on staff, and she can prescribe the abortion reversal pill.
So you run by a board of directors too then? Is that how that works?
Yep, we have a board of directors, and then we have staff, and we also have volunteers.
Okay, and volunteers are a big part of your organization, I'm
sure.
They
are, yes.
Yeah. Is there a story that you could share about someone that you've helped through a crisis situation?
Yeah, recently it was a father who's been coming to Options for Fatherhood and Parenting classes, and he texted our phone. And he said, my son said dada for the first time last night. I wasn't under the influence or in jail or in a CPS case. Tears of joy came down my face. And I'm in a position to be a great father because of you guys.
Wow. So he's out of that situation that he had having trouble with drugs and different things and being incarcerated. And now he's got this little baby that's saying dada.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderful. Well, that can change a life. I know that.
Yes.
And so you guys did that. Thank you so much for that. And helping that family. Today I'm talking with Beth Ann Emley with Options for Women in Mankato. And Beth Ann, if someone would want to get more involved in your organization through volunteering or maybe for giving, how would you tell them to do that?
Yeah, well, all of our services are free. So those individuals who make a decision to parent, then they come to us for parent education, information on labor and delivery. Every lesson that they complete, they earn credits. With their credits, they can go to our baby store. And they also receive a day's worth of diapers for every lesson that they complete. So one way that the community can help us is, and the community does help us quite a bit, by providing diapers, donating diapers, and then donating items to our baby store. We collect new items that families may not be able to purchase for their children new if it weren't for our store.
Wow. And I'm sure they can go to your website too and donate there toward the cause and help you guys out too, right?
Yeah. Yep. You can write a check and mail it in, or you can go to the website and donate online.
Do you go to other churches and organizations to share about your organization?
I do. I'm very happy to go out in the community and share about Options and all that we do.
So they can call you and ask you to
come
up?
They can call and ask, or they can email.
And what's the number and email address?
Sure. The number is 507-625-2229. And the email is hello@supportoptionsmankato.com. org.
That's an interesting email. Hello. So, any final comments you might have, Beth Ann?
No, just thank you for having us here. We're trying to get the word out. That's another thing that the community can do for us. Even if your listeners aren't in need of our services, tell people about our services so that the people who need us know where to come.
And if you know somebody that's going through a crisis pregnancy situation,
just tell them about options. Let them know.
Well, thank you, Beth Ann, for your ministry and all you do.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.